5.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I was going to ask the question about why is it that Generation X has more diabetes at the same age, if you cross-reference the baby boomers, way more. I think double. And then I hear this news report of M&M Mars can't keep up with demand. They're opening up a new factory. You're eating Snickers and M&Ms like it's going out of style. Come on, Gen X. What the hell is wrong with you? Or is it the baby boomers now trying to catch up? I'm not sure. Now, those of you longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show know occasionally I like to live dangerously. Although my good friend Liam would say, no, not really. You just kind of roll with it. And we're going to find out what we're going to do this hour. Because we got the three aminos reunioning here. And, you know, these two kids, Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl, if they get out of hand, you can call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and we might even put you on the air. We got to talk about a lot of stuff, from the autism epidemic that the CDC is still in denial about. Oh, it's not the vaccines. Look the other way. Thimerosal, mercury, what's that? We don't know. To Wikipedia, the Wikipedia lunatics we talked about yesterday. Maybe diamond digging in the outback of Africa. Who knows what's going to come up this hour, because it's wild and woolly. And it's Liam Sheff. Liam, my friend, you there? You here?
Hey, losers.
Losers? We haven't even brought Richard on yet.
Hey, Wikipedia suckers.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. And is Richard Pearl in the house? Richard, are you with us? He'd be here.
The winner part. It's winners, losers, and also ran. So you guys got to figure out the other two parts.
Yeah, my stocking has an also ran in it.
Yeah, also.
Liam, what is this? Wikipedia losers. You've been saying this for years now.
You guys are losers. The Wikipedia doesn't like you if you don't think what the Wikipedia wants you to think.
Can you spell Wikipedia?
Yes. P-A-C-K-O-F-L-I-E-S.
I have no idea what that spells. Do I want to know?
I don't play Scrabble, so no.
Don got it, right?
Pack of lies? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, pack of lies.
Nice.
I should have bought a vowel.
Yeah, that would have been good.
You guys on slow pills today? Come on, wake up.
I'm just nervous and excited to have you both on the show at the same time.
Slap yourself in the pumpkin patch. Let's wake up now.
Actually, better than that, we'll get into Elon Musk's new air machine that he's going to fly us from Florida to California in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Through that little bubble
that?
Machine. Eventually.
Are you building that thing?
Eventually. But here, the problem is that some of the states won't allow it through because they have other competing types of travel.
You know what this is?
Yeah, basically that thing that when you used to go to the drive-thru at the bank, this tube, you put a little money in to send it for a deposit or get it back, they're going to stuff humans into that and send them all about the country. That is what's happening.
They better take care of diabetes first, because the last time I looked, those cans are not that wide.
No, that's where they're going to discriminate against diabetics, just so you know. So the American with Disabilities Act doesn't apply to Elon Musk.
Elon.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, his
friends like to call him Elon. Only outsiders call him Elon.
I'm the ultimate outsider. You know that. Hey, real quick, everybody, you don't know Richard Pearl. You haven't been listening a long time. He's a good friend of ours. He has a store called Simply Natural. He also has a radio show on Saturdays. Occasionally, he twists my arm, and I host it for him when he's gone digging through dirt somewhere on the planet. And, of course, our old buddy, yeah, our pal, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, and so much more. And, you know, going back to
what about that new book he has called Phantom Pages?
What is that, Phantom Pages?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, is he promises a new book, huh?
No, I didn't. Come on,
yes,
Official Stories is about a year and a half. You guys are bumming up my
gator. I just saw you
Richard,
2 months ago, and you were supposed to send me books.
Oh, no, I'm sending you books.
Oh,
you're
those Phantom books.
You're going to Africa. You're the great one.
Listen, the plane ride
now.
Is long. I need something to read.
Somebody's going to Africa to try to take the diamond from.
I didn't know that Africa sounded like India.
I don't know what happened. I've gone on the wrong airplane. What am I doing here?
Oh, my gosh.
Why am I in
at least we're starting
Africa
off slow before
throw.
We taper off.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I may.
Richard's going to Sierra Leone to prospect. He's going to say hi to King Leopold's ghost. Don't worry. Richard's a good guy. I trust him to tip.
Is it true you're prospecting for microflora for a new probiotic?
No.
Okay.
But I am going down there to do some important work, not just the work that Liam thinks, but which I won't confirm. But
okay.
The work that we're going to be doing also is with the government. We're helping the people. We gave out a bunch of scholarships, 400 I think it was, when I was there last, and we're helping with nutrition and many other things, and then there's some other things beyond that.
You know, when I went to Africa twice, I've said this on the air before, I met with the healthcare providers or the doctors there, and I told them to throw out the white man's medicine. Throw it out and go back to the medicine of your ancestry. And they'd never heard anybody come into Africa because everyone wants to take them over and conquer them. And I said, kick everybody out and go back to your ancestors and save the medicine of your families.
Yeah, but what you didn't say in this little soliloquy was that you said that after you were back out of Africa.
No, I was there. They didn't even throw me out. They said, stay. No, I got to go home. But no, this is the point of what you're talking about, I believe, is that, you know, you have been investing a lot of your life into natural medicine, having a health food store, and you've seen the damage that the other medical system that is being forced on so many people that don't know better called Obamacare. It's only going to make things worse because it forces people in that we're leaving modern medicine in droves.
That's true. You know, that's one of the biggest issues is that you're forcing people into a system that doesn't work for them. And it's amazing how many people will take vaccines, how many people will take drugs. There was a girl in today. If you looked at her from outside appearances, you'd think, wow, this is a perfect little girl. She's 20 years old. She looks good, et cetera. She's a perfect weight and everything. She's been on meds since she was 11 years old for one thing or another, and it was unnecessary. And she finally got off of it. It changed her diet and has taken natural supplements. But that's all in the last year, and she did it on her own because she got tired at, you know, from basically for 8 years, half her life, taking drugs that weren't really making her a lot better. And why do you put an 11-year-old on drugs that really should be reserved for adults? Isn't there better ways to handle children?
Hmm.
What drug is reserved for adults? She wasn't doing cocaine.
No. She was
on
anti-anxiety medicines. Listen, there's a girl that comes in here. I mean, a woman brings her in. And she's a caretaker.
Not going to joke about this.
No, but this girl is 8 years old.
Wow.
And she's on two heavy drugs for mental stability. She's already tried to commit suicide. And one of the side effects of the drugs is that it causes you to want to commit suicide. So here's an 8-year-old that was Baker acted a couple weeks ago. And she doesn't have, you know, any other alternative. There are many things that she could be doing naturally, but the system doesn't allow for that, and they immediately put her on drugs without trying to fix her without drugs, because that is the state of medicine, is to always give the drug, particularly with psychiatry, which I think is almost evil as a group of medical doctors, if you want to call them that very loosely. Talk about science.
Yeah, speaking of psychiatry, the founder of Wikipedia has become a psychiatrist because he's diagnosed us all as being lunatics for believing the way we do and wanting Wikipedia to actually go, hey, why don't you give a fair shake to other forms of medicine besides pharmaceutical patents?
Right. Well, then why don't you also look at, you know, the broader picture? I mean, Obama just gave a speech the other day talking about the Ukraine, and he was trying to deflect the similarities and the worst nature that we did in Iraq. He was actually defending the Iraq war. Talk about supporting corporate interests.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, he's more worried about, didn't he say this, a nuclear detonation in New York City than he is about Putin invading his neighbors? It was bizarre things that he was throwing out the other day. I'm like, what is going on in that man's mind? Is he on these meds?
Well, he's on something. He's on the corporate med because, I mean, if you look at every decision he makes, it's good for the corporations. Then you had, I forget which bank, I think it was the Dallas Fed. I think it was Fisher, but don't quote me on that. But he came out and admitted that, you know, Helicopter Ben's purpose all along was to take care of the wealth class. Mm-hmm. That is that popping up the currency and popping up the, you know, the corporate debt. I mean, I'm sorry, the monies that we give out every month. I'm forgetting what the word is. It's just blanking on me. But giving out each month to, you know, to protect the bonds. Essentially, the reason for it was to take care of the wealth class. And he said what everyone already knew. But again, you know, in this day and age, people think that we're on a level playing field, but we're not anything level. You have the richest 1%, the richest 0.1%, which is enormously more wealthy than the rest of the country. You've got 85 people in the world that control the same net value as the bottom 3.5 billion. And corporate America and the corporate world think that's just perfect. It's the serfs again and the nobles, and unless we change something, unless people demand better, but they're so doped up on medical drugs and bad food, as you alluded to. And I want you to talk a little bit about the autism, because the autism rate is insane and it's so traceable. I want your view as to why is it so difficult? It seems to be so difficult to put the points together, almost like global warming is difficult to understand, too, for so many people.
Well, first things first, before we go to the first break here, three words for Liam Sheff. You ready, Liam?
Go ahead.
Kletu Virata Nictu. I don't know if I said that right, but you know why I said it. Is Big Pharma building robotic propagandists to fight back against all the parents who figured out that vaccines do indeed cause autism? That and many other questions will be asked. Maybe some of them might be answered if Liam can get a word in edgewise with our buddy Richard Pearl in the mix. Having a good time, the three aminos back together again. Check it all out. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com. Call us now. 866-939-2355.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I think I found out how to say it. I did. Here we go.
Klaatu, Miranda,
all right, see? I did it. Well, anyway, Liam, why did I say that to you last segment? Because the eggheads in Silicon Valley want to create robot propagandists. And, of course, that fits well with the Wikipedia founder saying, y'all are a bunch of lunatics if you think I'm going to cover anything about natural medicine and cancer cures and vaccines in Wikipedia.
It's none of his business what an open encyclopedia covers. Now, I'm libeled. I guess I'm more famous than you and Ty because I'm libeled in the Wikipedia. And that's only because I broke a story about orphans being used in clinical trials. Now, when I broke the story, I went out of my way to demonstrate without, you know, inarguably that orphans were being used in clinical trials. And at first, I mean, for the first couple of years, they said no orphans were used in clinical trials. Then it was nobody was hurt in clinical trials. But they didn't. They never released any medical records. And then they admitted that a lot, you know, hundreds of children died, or over 100 children died in the New York clinical trials. But of course, none of them were dead because of the drugs. But they didn't release any medical records. So, if we understand that, then it means that they said nothing and they said it loudly. Now the Wikipedia actually quotes this thing that was, you know, I think irrefutably denied. They never provided any evidence for their statement, and they never answered any of the questions. Now they start this, the ultimate propagandist trick. I pointed out, this was once considered a bad thing, by the way, to mm-hmm. use orphans in clinical trials was once considered unethical. The Wikipedia article now starts with the propaganda and says children were used in clinical trials, and as they were all over the country, and this was good. It essentially says it doesn't matter what you used to think. The new normal is we can take orphans and cut them into pieces and throw drugs into the pieces, and we're the good guys. And Liam Sheff exaggerated, and Liam Sheff convinced. they actually write that I somehow convinced the BBC to make a movie that they shouldn't have made. I had no idea I had this kind of power.
I didn't know either. I'd have been your friend years earlier if I'd have known that.
I would have asked you to make my website.
Yeah.
It's just like, and there's this clown, this guy, Seth, I shouldn't call him a clown, he's apparently very powerful, Seth Kalickman, you know, who wrote a book called The Nine Gates, who pretended to be like somebody else so he could interview Peter Duisberg. I don't, you know, he just wants to hunt the people who don't agree with AIDS, conventional AIDS theory. Why doesn't he hunt people? Like, you can have a disagreement about the way to garden or the way to farm or the way to do anything, but if you disagree with how to make people healthy, you are a Nazi, heinous, you know, you know, like squirrel-eating, backwoods, country bumpkin denier.
But that goes for one reason, because it's all about corporate interest. As I alluded to earlier with the Dallas Fed, Richard Fisher, and I couldn't think of QE. I was trying to think of that word. For some reason, I went blank.
Huey, Dewey, Louie, and QE.
Huey, Louie, and QE, Louie. But the significance is that everything that we do is for the interest of the top one-tenth of 1%. Nothing else is really relevant.
Not the Democrats. Not the Democrats. They're for the little people. Don't you know, Richard?
Right. Which little people would those be?
The little people that have been squished by the...
Well, you know, a lot of the really rich people happen to be short, so maybe that's what they meant. No, but maybe because some of these guys are very short, so it could be possibly those are the little people.
The little rich
We're all about the same height. We're not the tallest guys.
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about some of the very, very rich people having to be short.
Yeah.
So they're the little people. All I know is this. All God knows.
Yes.
All I know is that everything is geared to protect the one-tenth of 1%, and everything else is just a story to support the one-tenth of 1%. If we get any benefit in anything, it's because it was just leftovers, sort of like dripping down economics, trickle down. But it's all about, you know, you trickle down because you got to leave some crumbs, otherwise you have a revolution. So it's all about taking care of the one-tenth of 1%, and you package it out however you have to, and then you get both sides to fight about meaningless stuff, and that's just how it is. And that's how it's always going to be because corporate media controls everything.
Not this show, buddy.
That's true.
Well, you could try. Corporate media, you're welcome to try to...
that's right. It's true because, you know, the real fact is that Robert Scott Bell needs the money. So corporate media, come on down.
We'll take your money. And we'll point out the things we always point out together. And we are together again, the three aminos, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition. And what can I say? You guys hang in there. We got a lot more irreverence coming up. If you want to call in with a question or comment, 866-939-2355. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Liam Schaff, Official Stories. If you haven't gotten the book, I don't know what to say about you. I'll turn you over to Wikipedia, perhaps. And Richard Pearl, Simply Natural. If you're in South Florida, that's the place to go. Go to his restaurant. His wife will cook you up a good meal. I miss it. Good. We'll be back with more healing. Richard Pearl, Liam Schaff, next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Smutted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's my friends, too.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we.
The three aminos in the house here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Richard Pearl.
Yeah.
Liam Sheff. Are you with me?
Yeah, who wrote the it was Jimmy
Wales.
Wikipedia.
Jimmy Wales, yeah. He rejected the change.org petition calling for more information on holistic medicinal therapies. He said to every single person who signed the petition needs to think harder about what it means to be honest, factual, and truthful. Then he called us all lunatics.
Well, I'm glad he's the arbiter of intelligence and knowledge.
So
maybe he could be in charge of patent office, too.
We don't have to listen to anything that Wikipedia says.
No, I mean, he came right out and said it.
Wikipedia isn't written by him still, hopefully.
Yeah, but we don't have to believe anything it says because he says that I'm plugging my ears.
Well, that's true. Didn't he just ask for donations recently, too? I wonder who his corporate sponsors were.
I don't know. If he did, ignore it because it's just a bastion of pharmaceutical propaganda. Again, we're talking about also propaganda machines now. They're creating at Boeing to basically dominate the conversation. Anytime they detect an algorithm that says somebody doesn't believe in vaccines, immediately they'll have robots going in and acting like they're real people, completely dominating and changing the course of the conversation.
No,
it's incredible.
No, and we're not kidding. This is all the nerds think that we have to have actually robots running around and shooting us. We don't. They just have to shoot us in effigy. They just have to, shut down conversations.
Right.
Because this fellow called Jeff Hayes, who's making a movie called Bought, and
yes.
You can support it at,
supportbotmovie.com.
Yeah, we'll have that up there, and you can support them. And they're trying to make a movie asking about vaccines and GMOs, right? I mean, God help them if they asked about cancer therapies or HIV testing or Hep C or any of these things that have just been put, or, malathione for West Nile. So you don't even worry about those questions because you don't want to ask those. He asked these questions about GMOs and vaccines. And on their website where they're trying to raise money for this project, as soon as they said this, they were attacked.
Yeah.
They were called controversial and so on. So if you say, I have a question about, they call me an AIDS denialist. Like, they don't say Liam Sheff, investigative journalist or was an investigative journalist or anything. They say AIDS denialist Liam Sheff. Like, when I was born, my mother went, oh, your name's AIDS denialist.
Right, exactly. It becomes your name.
I get up in the morning and I go, what did I do today? You know what I'll do? I'll deny it. What does it even mean? Then you go and look it up. Because it links to something, and it lists people essentially who have any problem at all with the conventional always changing AIDS diagnosis. Like AIDS patients have trouble with the constantly changing AIDS diagnosis. So what are they talking? So they're just slandering.
I want to bring up something that's kind of weird. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I have a lady that I'm helping with nutritional issues, and she's in from Jamaica. Well, evidently 10 years ago. Her granddaughter or niece, I'm not sure which, had what they considered AIDS. And I gave them stuff to take 10 years ago. She's been in remission ever since. Now, they were diagnosed in Jamaica. I don't know that it's an accurate diagnosis. But
It's not accurate anywhere.
No,
but,
I understand, but by the medical community. I'm not saying from any other perspective. I'm saying from the medical community, they called it AIDS, not HIV. They called it AIDS, and she's.
That's how it works. You're go ahead, finish your story. Then
no, but anyway, the point is that whatever I gave her, which I have no clue, because it was 10 years ago, has kept her in remission ever since. I don't know how that works.
Remission.
Like that. I'm just saying. By the standards that
line,
they use.
What you did helped her immune system. She's no longer in crisis. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, but I don't know anything other than that she's doing really well. And the
yeah,
last
but,
time they
but,
checked her,
and if
her,
you give her name,
the levels, they were super high. And again,
I don't know what I did.
That was 10 years ago.
If you give her name, Seth Kalickman will call you an AIDS denier and accuse you of having killed people. Because, Peter Duesberg's accused of killing people that he never met, never interacted
right.
with, because he said that AZT was a dangerous drug.
Yeah,
so that's,
of course.
But that goes back to Burroughs' welcome, and all. It's all about the corporate media. You're mentioning about this... robotic phone bank.
Let's not forget the robot.
Yes.
Yeah, face it. That was a convention or a conference at Stanford, and they're bringing the smartest of the smart together who probably have some kind of social disorder anyway, and they think that, no, seriously, they get together in a room and they have a circle jerk, but and the men and the women both, because they both, the women put on the strap on. Can I say that?
Wow.
No, you can't say that. It's a good thing I warned parents to hide the kids.
Okay, whatever. It's too late. So so the girls wear that, and the guys, you know, don't need that. And they get together, and they're all, you know, in their cubicle doing it next to each other with a wall between them because that's how they work. They're antisocial. And they together, and they make up, they think, well, humans aren't important because they don't have any social lives with human beings. They have it with computers. And they think that the guy on the computer is identical to human.
Well, to your point, Richard, and I know it was a bit graphic for some of our audience, there is a deviancy about people that would do this to other people. And I'm talking about creating robots to change conversations automatically. We've talked about the Quackbusters, the Amazing Randys of the world, and what they do in their lives, what they've been caught doing. And you're like, dude, these people, you don't really want to have anything to do with them, but somehow they are corrupted socially in a way that then Big Pharma can fund them, and they're happy as sociopaths to kill people and blame others for speaking up about natural healing and claiming that we're the ones killing people.
But they can't cite evidence. You know, it's like this. I was watching one of the senators questioning the head of the Food and Drug Administration, or it might have been the DEA. I'm not sure which it was. I think it was probably DEA. Anyway, so he's questioning him, and he's talking about how many people have died taking alcohol products and the car accidents, and collectively how many people die, and it's over 100,000 people in a year. And then he's trying to say, well, how many people died using marijuana? And the guy didn't want to answer it. He says, and you think they're the same? He says, well, they are the same. I said, well, how many have died? Eventually, he says, yeah, it's a safe drug. Nobody's died. But if you're only going to measure by life and death, yeah, marijuana's safer. If you're going to measure by other metrics, it's not any safer. And I'm scratching my head and saying, what goes on in a person's brain that can lie to themselves so badly that they feel the need to do that, and they get rewarded for doing that? Or like James Clapper, who lies in front of Congress, but of course he doesn't go to jail for it. No one even calls him out for it. So other than Glenn Greenwald and maybe you know, a couple others, but when you look at this and you look at how things are played out, that people can lie, that people can say whatever they want, that they psychologically are feeling good about lying, that they get sponsorship and money and prestige for lying. And it shapes a country because people accept the lies because we're so authoritative now. You know, people want to kill people everywhere now because we watch it on TV all the time. If a million people die, at some point that's going to be okay because we're all desensitized to everything.
Well, it already is when it comes to Big Pharma, when it comes to the Seth Kalicksmans of the world and the Wikipedia guys of the world. They are completely detached from the impact of what they are denying. If they're calling us deniers, what they're denying, the reality that most people, you know, want to go back and do some simple things. Eat well. And I say most people, of course, I'm probably exaggerating because most people really, and this is a good way to say most and accurate, are asleep and on drugs. The few are right here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, reading official stories, visiting your store, Richard, at least some of them, or trying to get awake anyway.
Most people are not awake, and they don't want to be awake. Let's be honest. Most people.
Yeah, let's be honest.
But that's true of everything. You know, there's only 3% of the population that succeeds at anything, and the other 97% are either dead or dead broke by 65. So if we look at human change, evolution over the thousands, millions of years, it's always a very small, minute amount of people that change everything, and the majority of people basically have no interest other than existing. So they're going to follow a path. Like Einstein said, you know, all progress is dependent on irrational people because rational people will tell you why you'll fail. And if you look at all the things that have been achieved, it's always been in the face of people who said you can't succeed because most people rather be comfortable and stupid and ignorant and willfully in those positions and just give me tomorrow. I only care about tomorrow. In fact, they're not that much different than gerbils. Because if you feed a gerbil, they're happy. And if you feed them the next day, they're happy. And people, if you really break it down, we're on a hamster wheel or a gerbil wheel. And they just want to be fed. They just want to be taken care of today and tomorrow. Keep them in the zoo. They're fine. That's my thought.
All right. Said it well.
I mean, it's really sad, though. But that's but if we're really being honest, that's the truth.
No,
all right, Liam.
Well, I can. I know what Richard's saying, and I think I agree, but I have a slightly different take on the origin of that problem.
Okay.
I think the analysis is correct. Where most people aren't in the 2 or 3% who think critically about the operating system, because we are a species with an operating system, and we do bow to authority. And the guys like Seth Kalickman, you know, get to play authority somehow on the Wikipedia so that he can, you know, be disrespectful to Lynn Margulis, who was such a towering intellect and human being compared to that guy, and somehow he gets to appear on her page because Jimmy Wales doesn't know, you know, from science. But right, so we always like to keep the priesthood telling us what is true and what is not. Remember that we always elect a group of kings and a group of priests, whether we actually vocally elect them, we allow the election of. And the priests tell us, answer the existential questions. And I talk about this a little bit in Official Stories, but they answer the questions of existence. Why are we here? Where are we going? Where do we come from? And the scientific class has taken over that job, and they actually believe that they can tell you that first there was nothing which exploded. Unless you're gay, you'll get a disease that you don't know that you have. And then if you're a child, you need to be injected with monkey testicle protein. So
that's not a
pretty picture. We've gone insane in groups. We're gonna get sane. I guess individually, one by one, and that equals the three aminos. Richard Pearl, Liam Schaff, RSP together again, having a good time on the air, talking about some stuff. Maybe you want to hear. We're gonna do a little bit more of it on the other side of this break. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy filler. Use your wife's credit card to leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com.
That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We have survived another three aminos. Actually, we've got five more minutes or so to survive it, so we don't want to hold our breath, but we're concerned about our good friend Richard Pearl. He's heading over to Africa where Ebola may be making a comeback. So, Richard, what I got to say to you is take a lot of selenium.
Well, I got to tell you, it's not that far away from where I'm going. It's like, I think it's like 150 miles away. But fortunately, it's not as simple to get from one place to another. I will also say that, and my actual concern is if they quarantine us coming back. I got to find that out because I got to go over there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, all right.
I'm going to go see Liam's relative.
Liam. Liam's origination point. I don't know what he meant by that, Liam, but
well, the furry ones, the furry primates.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, Liam.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're
my
welcome.
Doggy man. Yeah, there are a lot of jerks over there. And anyway, we were talking about, remember when we were talking about why human beings are the way they are?
Yes.
I definitely have a thesis, and I'd like to come back when we have more time and unspool it. I really would.
Yeah, absolutely. I dig it. We've had some good conversations over the years on this subject matter. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Because I think it's real. I think I actually, you know, I think sometimes as a philosopher I nail things, and I think I have this one. And I nailed a number of things in the book, Fish Stories, and I think that I figured it out, and the answer isn't very complicated. Do you want to know in short form?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear it. Okay, we're not built for this. That's it. We're relatively simple tool making, storytelling, myth making monkey animal human species, and we're not built in any way, shape, or form for the complexity of society and energy usage that oil gave to us. So the more we accrued energy, the crazier we went when we became a hunter-gatherer species. And when we became a farming species versus a hunter-gatherer species, we lost about 180,000 years of habit. And we slammed ourselves into some, you know, into this
strange society in which women are sort of property and that the men have to accrue. We're at our base, I consider us a wandering, amiable, hunting, gathering, kind of getting high on Mother Nature species. That's why we like comedy better. That's why we're so easily fooled and duped, and critical thinking is so low, you know, figuring out
institutional
bias.
It's really true. I would agree with what you're saying. We're really not cut out as collectively for what we do, which actually begs the question then, as science gets more developed and robotics get more developed and the need for people is less necessary and the availability of resources become more scarce, what then is of the human race?
Pick up that phone while I ponder that. Liam,
no,
so what you're saying is that we were engineered to smoke pot, sit on the couch, and watch sitcoms.
We were engineered to hunt and gather, to work in groups, to probably over a lifetime have a variety of kids with different partners and raise them in groups, to not bind ourselves to one plot of land and one person and one kind of rule. We're rather low intensity.
Can't we strive to do more, to be better, to go higher?
We should strive to do less.
Why?
Actually, we should strive to do less because we do a lot of complicated things that don't further our happiness. So we're spending a lot of effort just running
in a circle
in the hamster wheel again.
Well, I just wonder,
you know, why we think so much about striving to reach so far when everything that becomes a big scientific project is just a disaster, just an endless disaster. You know, I'd like to do this on another show where we go through the great moments of, you know, human progress. They're all built on piles of bodies. All our great monuments.
So what we want to do is send everybody else that wants to achieve higher, do more, which really ends up in destruction, to the planet Wikipedia and leave us the Earth. Let us hang out and have a good time.
But this would really be a great subject. We should spend a whole hour on this. I would be into that.
Yeah, I would too.
So set it up.
Dig it. Everybody,
before
if you're
I go
in South
away,
Florida.
Before I go to Africa.
No. Yeah, please. All right, we'll
really
set it up.
It boils down to just leave it at this thought. Well, we don't have time, I guess. But virtually 97% of the people don't get it anyway, so why go to the effort?
All right. Go to Simply Natural. Have an organic dinner.
What I'm saying is have a happy life instead of just trying to be something you're not, because you're not going to end up with it anyway.
He won't quit. Richard. Liam, my friend. Thank you to everybody, Allie as well, Super Don. We'll be back tomorrow with Frank King and Carol Alt because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.